Each spring, golden wing warblers fly from Central and South America to the upper Midwest and eastern United States to mate and nest. But over the past 30 years, fewer and fewer of these little songbirds have been found in their traditional breeding range, especially in the east. That's because people, vegetation, and some not-so-distant relatives are encroaching on their turf. The Allegheny Front's Ann Murray spent time with Pennsylvania researchers and land managers who are trying to stop the golden wing's decline. It's the second in our six-week series on protecting Pennsylvania's wildlife.
Jeff Larkin and his grad student Joe Grotta have been in radio contact since sunup.
Hey, Joe. Did you get any points on pink blue?
Yeah, I got 10 points on that bird.
They're in hot pursuit of golden-winged warblers, one of the most threatened songbirds in the eastern United States. Larkin is a conservation biologist at Indiana University of Pennsylvania. He says most researchers agree the best way to save golden wings is to make sure they have suitable breeding habitats. That's why he's in the field.
Giving forest managers and other land managers an idea of what particular habitat features they need to be managing for is really the kind of the ultimate goal of this particular project.
Larkin's project is a multi-year study of golden-winged warblers in two areas where they breed and nest in central Pennsylvania, Bald Eagle State Park and Sproul State Forest. This morning, Larkin, Grata, and other research techs are spread out along a thin 2-mile strip of the park. This is their second season in the field. After trudging through dense, rain-soaked brush, Larkin hits a clearing.
Oh, and I just heard a golden-winged warbler back this direction. I'm going to probably leave you in the dust.
Larkin takes off toward a large tree at the clearing's edge. When the 4-inch-long bird lights on an upper branch, Larkin whips out his binoculars and discovers this male was banded with identifying colors last spring. He makes notes, gets global positioning points, and flags the tree. Later on, his team will map the location.
Collectively, we'll visit this guy at least 8, probably more like 10 to 12 times this season, and hopefully also find his nest, and be fairly confident over the course of that many visits that his territory is delineated.
Delineating each golden wing's territory takes time and careful observation. Male golden wings mark their territory by flying from tree to tree. They like open areas with grasses, low shrubs for ground nests, and trees at the periphery. These so-called early successional habitats are harder and harder for golden wings to find. That's because abandoned farmland is being developed, and eastern forests are maturing and filling in open spaces. This kind of habitat loss accounts for big declines in populations. But shrinking habitat isn't the only reason about 7% of the state's golden wings disappear each year. Later in the afternoon, the team sets up a fine mesh net to catch an unbanded golden wing. Joe Grotta has perched a dummy warbler with a recording of golden wing songs in a shrub in front of the net. The territorial male golden wing swoops in for a fight and lands in the mesh.
And then white over orange.
While Grotta and a tech weigh and band the captured bird, Larkin explains that one closely related bird species has made inroads into some golden wing territories. In parts of the Northeast, blue-winged warblers pose a biological threat, in part because they're so attractive to female golden-winged warblers.
There's evidence that blue-winged warbler males are more often to get a golden-winged warbler female as a mate than a golden-winged warbler male is to get a blue-winged warbler female as a mate. The hybridization is likely what's driving the loss of golden-winged warbler from an area that otherwise has suitable habitat.
Hybrid offspring look like blue wings. Over a few years, these more adaptive birds can crowd out golden-winged warblers. The researchers are trying to figure out exactly what vegetative mix attracts blue wings. Larkin's also cataloging what grasses, shrubs, and trees are found where golden wings are successfully breeding and nesting. All this information will be used to manage experimental plots for golden wing habitat in Sproul and Bald Eagle. Park manager John Ferrara will help Larkin with this part of the project.
Part of our goal is to return much of those areas that are right now affected by the invasives into an early successional stage. And the easiest way to do that is through the manual manipulation, the mowing.
The park will begin by mowing and treating experimental plots to remove invasive shrubs and ground cover. There might be other tweaks with grasses and trees to open up these sites even more for golden wings and other animals that like similar habitat. Larkin's going to share what he learns with other researchers, land managers, and government agencies.
Yeah, I don't think they'd let you do that on a
At a meeting of the conservation group Partners in Flight, Randy Detmers, a migratory bird biologist with U.S. Fish and Wildlife, says Larkin's research will be a regional model.
In terms of probably parts of West Virginia and Virginia and New York, the things that happen in Pennsylvania will be very instructive in those places.
Back in the field, Jeff Larkin has had a pretty successful morning.
I'm just going to go listen over here.
He's on a walk to confirm golden wing territory in Sproul State Forest. An earlier fire in the forest has created an open area that golden wings like. But Larkin says he waffles between optimism and concern for the future of the species here in the state.
The long-term prospects for the golden wing warbler in Pennsylvania, I'm going to say I'm hopeful, but it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of collaboration, and it's going to take a lot of thinking about how we should best manage these areas.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Ann Murray.